October 27, 1929, why the kingdom of the divine will could not come before the coming of our Lord upon earth. The graft of Jesus Christ and the graft of Adam. I was doing my round in the creation, and I was following all the acts done by the divine fiat, from Eden up to the descent of the divine word upon earth. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, and why did the kingdom of the divine will not come upon earth before the Son of God came from heaven to earth? And my sweet Jesus, taking the occasion from what I was thinking. Or rather, it seems to me that when he wants to speak to me, he gives me the reflections, he makes doubts and difficulties arise in me, and the desire to know many things about his kingdom. While, when he does not want to speak to me, my mind is silent. I am unable to reflect upon anything, and I go through the acts of the divine will within its light. So, my lovable Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, my daughter, the kingdom of my divine will could not come upon earth before my coming to it, because there was no humanity which possessed, as much as it is possible for a creature, the fullness of my divine fiat, and not possessing it, there was no right, either according to the divine order or according to the human order. Heaven was closed. The two wills, human and divine, were as though scowling at each other. Man felt himself in the impossibility of asking for a good so great, so much so, that he would not even think about it. By right of justice, God was in the impossibility of giving it. Before my coming upon earth, God and the creature were with each other like the earth and the sun. The earth does not possess the seed with which, by pulverizing it, it may form the shoot in order to form the plant of that seed. The sun, not finding the shoot, cannot communicate the effects it possesses so as to be able to form, with its vivifying virtue, the development and the formation of that plant. So, earth and sun are as though foreign to each other. It can be said, if they had reason, that they would as though scowl at each other, for the earth cannot produce and receive that good, and the sun cannot give it. Such was the state of humanity without the seed of my fiat, and if there is no seed it is useless to hope for the plant. Now, with my coming upon earth, the divine word clothed himself with human flesh and, by this, he formed the graft with the tree of humanity. My humanity lent itself as seed to the eternal word, and my divine will formed the new graft with my human will. From this, since I was the head of all human generations, began the right on both sides, human and divine, for them, to be able to receive the kingdom of my divine will. For God, to be able to give it. Now, when a graft is made, it does not immediately assimilate the strength of the new humors. But it keeps assimilating the new humors of that graft little by little. Therefore, at the very beginning it gives few fruits, but as it keeps forming, the fruits increase, they are bigger and more tasty, until the whole tree is formed, loaded with branches and fruits. Such is the graft made by me with the tree of humanity. About 2,000 years have passed, and humanity has not received all the humors of my graft. But there is reason to hope, because the seed, the graft, is there, and therefore the creature can ask for it. God finds himself in the possibility of giving it, because there is my humanity which, possessing my divine will by nature by virtue of the word made flesh, has given back the rights to man and to God. Therefore, everything I did in redemption is nothing other than preparation, watering, cultivation, to give development to this celestial graft made by me between the two wills, the human and the divine. So, how could the kingdom of my divine will come before my coming upon earth if the graft was missing, as well as the principle of its life, its operating in act in the soul, and its first act in the act of the human work in order to extend its kingdom in each of their acts? It is true that my divine fiat, with its power and immensity, extended its empire everywhere, but in the human will it was not present as principle of life, but only by power and immensity. It was in the condition in which sun and earth find themselves. The sun invests the earth with its light, and it also gives its effects. But the earth does not become sun and the sun does not become earth, because sun and earth do not fuse together in such a way as to form life one within the other, and therefore they are always foreign bodies which do not look alike. And as much as the sun illuminates it, warms it, communicates its admirable effects, since it does not communicate its life, nor does the earth surrender its rights of life in the sun, the earth will always be earth and the sun will always be sun. Such is the state my divine will was and is in, until man surrenders his will and mine. Mind cannot cast its principle of life in the human will, the fusion of one with the other cannot take place, the creature will always be creature without the likeness and the life of her creator in the depth of her soul, which only my divine fiat can form. Therefore, there will always be dissimilarity, distance, even though my divine volition illuminates it and communicates to it its admirable effects out of its goodness and liberality, and by the effect of the power and immensity which it possesses by its own nature. More so since, by sinning, by doing his human will, Adam not only formed the woodworm and the root of the tree of humanity, but he added the graft to it, a graft which communicated all the bad humors that in the course of the centuries the graft of Adam would produce in the tree of humanity. At the beginning, a graft can produce neither great goods nor great evils, but only the beginning of evil or of good. In fact, Adam did not do the many evils of the human generations, but made only the graft, and was yet the cause of torrents of evils. More so, since he did not have immediately the opposite graft of my coming upon earth, but centuries upon centuries were to pass, therefore the bad humors kept growing and the evils multiplied, and so the kingdom of my will could not even be thought of. But when I came upon earth, with my conception I formed the opposite graft with the tree of humanity, and the evils began to stop, the bad humors to be destroyed. So, there is all the hope that the kingdom of my divine will be formed in the midst of the human generations. The many truths I have manifested to you about my divine fiat are sips of life, some of which water, some cultivate, some increase the humors for the tree of humanity grafted by me. Therefore, if the life of my divine fiat has entered into the tree of my humanity and has formed the graft, there is all the reason to hope that my kingdom will have its scepter, its just dominion, and its command in the midst of creatures. Therefore, pray and do not doubt.